Good evening, this is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church and the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this fourth Sunday after the Epiphany, Year B. Our readings today, Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 to 20, Psalm 111, Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 8, verses 1 to 13, and the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 21 to 28. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. His name is Almighty, and He is the Lord. His name is Creator, and He makes all things new. His name is Sustainer, and He holds us in the palm of His hand. His name is Savior, and He died in our place. His name is Forgiveness, and He can be trusted to heal and to bless. His name is Holy, and He is the one that we have come to worship. His name means He is worthy to receive all we have and all we are, forever and ever. Amen. Lord, we come in our foolishness to receive Your wisdom. We come with our emptiness in order to be filled. We come in our weakness that You may make us strong. We come knowing everything of little value to receive a little more of what matters for all eternity. We come to kneel at the foot of the cross, that we might name Him Lord. We ask for Your grace, in Jesus' name. Amen. We have a medley, Majesty, CPWI 848, and Shine Jesus Shine, CPWI 529, all played on our national instrument. We pray the collect for the fourth Sunday after the Epiphany, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you govern all things both in heaven and on earth. Mercifully hear the supplications of your people, and in our time grant us your peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Great Are the Works of the Lord. Great are the works of the Lord. In Psalm 111, the psalmist declares, Praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright, in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord. They are studied by all who delight in them. His work is full of majesty and splendor, and his righteousness endures forever. He makes his marvelous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Psalm 111, verses 1 to 4. The psalmist begins by praising the Lord, for the Lord is worthy of praise. The psalmist is also encouraging others, even us today, to praise the Lord. He is committed to praising the Lord with his whole heart. In his praise of the Lord, he will hold nothing back. God cannot be truly praised by a divided heart, a heart focused on the things of the world as well as the things of God. We are either for God or for the world. While praise of God must be wholehearted, it must also be public, where it can influence others to praise God. Where we can come together with others of like mind to add our collective praise to God. Why should we praise the Lord with our whole heart? Why should we praise God in public, in the company of others? The psalmist affirms, "The works of the Lord are great. His work is full of majesty and splendor, and his righteousness endures forever." The works of the Lord are great. A look at creation with all its beauty, splendor, and order affirms that the works of the Lord are great. The works of the Lord have attracted the study of many who have devoted their lives to unraveling the mysteries of the earth and the universe. God has given humankind the gift of memory to enable us to recall his marvelous works. We therefore should never forget that, for God so loved the world that God gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. John 3:16. The Gospel of John affirms that God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Indeed, great are the works of the Lord. In our Old Testament reading from Deuteronomy 18, Moses reflects on the requests of the people gathered at the foot of the holy mountain. This is what you requested of the Lord God at Horeb on the day of the assembly, when you said, "If I hear the voice of the Lord my God any more, or ever again see this great fire, I will die." Deuteronomy 18, verse 16. The Lord agreed and responded, "I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their own people. I will put my words in the mouth of the prophet, who shall speak to them everything that I have commanded." Deuteronomy 18, verse 18. God set out the conditions for the prophetic ministry. God said, "Anyone who does not heed the words that the prophet speaks shall speak in my name, I myself will hold accountable. But any prophet who speaks in the name of other gods, or who presumes to speak in my name, a word that I have not commanded the prophet to speak, that prophet shall die." Deuteronomy 18, verses 19 and 20. The people are warned to heed the words of God's prophets. If they do, they will be blessed. However, disobedience will bring punishment. The false prophets are also warned that they will be punished by death. The question arises, how would the people recognize the false prophets? The Lord responds, "If a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, but the thing does not take place or prove to be true. It is a word that the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. Do not be frightened by it. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 22. In the Old Testament, God called at least 16 individuals, 4 major and 12 minor prophets, to the task to take the word of God to the people. They were called, commissioned, and sent out by God to speak the word of God, the word from God to the people of God. The prophet Jeremiah reports, "Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. In spite of Jeremiah's protests that he was only a boy, the Lord acted. "Then the Lord put his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 9 and 11. The prophets of the Lord in the Old Testament spoke the word of the Lord to the situation in Israel, calling the people back to God. However, they also spoke to future events. For example, the prophet Ezekiel speaks of the coming of the Good Shepherd. God said, "I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David shall be prince among them. I, the Lord, has spoken." Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 23 and 24. Great are the works of the Lord. Centuries later, a child was born to the Virgin Mary. He is described as follows. Luke chapter 1, verses 32 and 33. "He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord shall give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." In our gospel today from Mark chapter 1, Jesus, the promised one, the anointed one, the Messiah, having chosen his close disciples, begins his ministry in Capernaum, a small fishing village located on the western shore of the Sea of Galilee. He enters the synagogue and begins to teach. Mark records, "They were astonished at his teaching, for he taught as one having authority and not as the scribes." Mark chapter 1, verse 22. We are not told about the content of his teaching, only the reaction to Jesus' teachings. The people are amazed because Jesus teaches with an authority that they had never witnessed before. Their regular teachers, the scribes, who were trained in reading and interpretation of scripture, paled into significance when compared with this new teacher. He spoke as if the word was part of him. Indeed, they did not know it, but he was the word, the original word that started the great works of God at creation. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 records, "For God said, let there be light, and there was light." They did not know that he was the word made flesh. They also did not know that In addition to authority, he had power, which he demonstrated by driving out the unclean spirit from the individual who was possessed. The people were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." Mark chapter 1, verse 27. Today, we are still amazed at the authority and power of the Word of God. We have the opportunity to experience fullness of life and God's gift of salvation because great are the works of the Lord. God has, through Christ, with the gift of the Holy Spirit, saved us from sin and death. Therefore, we are called to say from the heart, "Hallelujah! I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. Great are the works of the Lord." Amen. Let us pray. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Jesus, Holy One of God, your teaching astounded those in the synagogues. Build up your church through godly preachers and teachers of your word. Excite our hearts to declare your glory. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Jesus, Holy One of God, your authority awakened the people. Raise up leaders of vision and justice. Sustain all who carry the burden of government. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Jesus, Holy One of God, your fame spread throughout the region. Draw our hearts to value integrity above image and to know our worth lies in your love. May we model our lives on you. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Jesus, Holy One of God, your healing sparked amazement. Give peace to all disturbed by ailments of mind, body, or spirit. Pour out your compassionate love. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Jesus, Holy One of God, you bring life to all in the shadow of death. Raise up all who have died. Bring us to rejoice in your courts forever. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn Songs of Fellowship 453. Awesome God. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the love of the Father enfold us, the wisdom of the Son enlighten us, the fire of the Holy Spirit inflame us, and may the blessing of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, rest upon us and abide with us, now and evermore. Amen. And we wish you a very spirit-filled, rewarding week. Remember, be safe. Take care of yourselves during this carnival season. And we pray for God's blessings upon you and your families. We end with, O Lord my God, or how great thou art.
Thank you.